All right, sorry. We have now been joined by first time race winner for the NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, Ryan Sieg, driver of the number 38 RSS Racing Chevrolet. Ryan, congratulations. I'm sure this one means so much to you. What's it like to win your first one at Daytona?
No, dream come true. This is one that I definitely had circled to win, and to do it at Daytona, dream come true. Just super excited. I can't believe it seems surreal right now, and I'm just super pumped to finally have that first win here.
All right, we're going to go ahead and open it up for questions. We're going to start with Jordan and then go to Dustin Albino, please.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic, did you ever doubt yourself? Did you ever think this was never going to happen?
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's what's been happening for most of my career is something happens at the end. I've been in these positions many times, and just until I saw that checkered flag and we were ahead, it was finally sunk in a little bit. No, there's always a doubt for fuel, and the way even at Atlanta we were running second in line. So there's always a doubt, but today we are in victory lane.
When you have those moments and you question yourself and whether you're going to get that win or not, how do you continue to push forward?
No, I just the love of racing and the passion for racing, and I love what I do. So just keep grinding it out, and like you said, one day it's going to pay off, and here we are in victory lane.
Dustin Albino, Jayski, Ryan, with how close you've been, five runner-up finishes, how much have you thought of this specific moment?
I mean, all the time. That's every time you get in the car, that's what you're – wanting to do. And certain days, you know, there's just it's not going to happen, and you just kind of, you know what I mean, going through the motions and trying to get better. But you know, we've been grinding it out for so long, and to finally be a winner in the O'Reilly series here at Daytona, it's super special. That's a dream come true to do it here at where I've wanted to do it, and finally all that hard work's paid off.
And I've heard the Siegs, your dad likes to party, so what do you expect that party to be like tonight?
I think we'll be down at Yaya's, karaoke-ing.
Thank you.
Sounds like a good time. We're going to go to Dustin and then Chris. Dalton.
Close enough. Ryan, Dalton Hopkins, front stretch. After 424 starts, I verified this a long time ago, so I've been holding on to this for a while, but you broke the record for most starts before a first O'Reilly win. What is your reaction upon hearing something like that?
Hey, at least it's some type of record, but I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're in victory lane at Daytona, so no better feel than that. So it's a dream come true. It's surreal right now. Tomorrow it'll probably sink in, finally that first win.
And after driving a 39 car for so long, yeah, you already know where I'm going with this. The irony that your first one comes in the 38.
Yeah, no, I never, you know what I mean, you never, yeah, to do it in the 38, but still, myself is a winner, and to do it in still, this is RSS racing, so Sieg racing on the front, it's all that matters. Numbers are number, but definitely wished I would have done in the 39, but hey, how many more races we got left? And I think we got good things coming, so Iowa, we had the pole, so things slipped away there, and tonight it worked out like we needed, so on to Darlington, and I think we got some good stuff going, so I'm super pumped to get to Darlington, and even before this week, the whole couple weeks off, we've been focusing on Darlington and build on what we had at Iowa. So here is the crapshoot, and it worked out tonight. So we got that first one. Now we're just gonna on to the second one in the 39.
We'll go to Chris and then John and then Wyatt and up to Lee.
Hey, Ryan, I'm Chris Gollum with Above Yellow Line Media. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
There's certainly a lot to be excited about with you getting your first career win, but this is also the second win for RSS Racing as an organization following Eric Almirola's Sonoma win 2023. Can you speak, you know, with this being a family-owned team, you know, not necessarily operating with the budget and resources of some of the other teams in this series, what's the impact of getting a race win? What kinds of doors does that open in the future for RSS Racing?
Yeah, no, I mean, of course, sponsorship dollars are everything, and going faster, you need the money to keep going, and this definitely will help us out. And luckily enough, we had a couple potential sponsors here tonight, so it all came together, and we found ourselves in victory lane tonight, so hopefully more good things to come in the future.
We're going to go to John.
John Newby, Fan Buzz. After you take the white flag, you get a run, and then at that point you have to manage both lanes with the two cars that have kind of been viewed as the fastest here tonight. Can you take me through those last few seconds and how you pulled that off and how you're prepared for that moment under the spotlight?
Yeah, just great eyes and ears up above the up within the spotter's tower. Fido was definitely on it tonight, and he's great and definitely helped us out throughout. And like you said, I just was able to have a fast 38 tonight, and that's I knew we were, but I just was really riding all night. There was no point in I'm not going to be into the chase, and then we're too far out, so I just really played it smart, and I wasn't going to get in anyone's stuff, so I just kind of rode, and I knew we had potential because I would get up there and then come back, but coming to the white, I was just, adrenaline was setting in, and I was just doing all I could do to pretty much drive it in the mirror, and I knew we were out far enough, and to manage them and box them in was really the key, and he was, I've been in this position one too many times to get out too far, and I knew today that it just to keep just enough distance up front, and I was able to manage the gap, and just it all kind of worked out. And then to come across that the checkered flag and seeing it waving was the ultimate great feeling to finally do it here.
Wyatt
Thompson with UNF Spinnaker Radio. Ryan, congratulations on the win. You know, I think about 3 weeks ago at Iowa, how you were in contention for the win and unfortunately got wrecked out. To bounce back with a win at Daytona, like, how much does this mean for you and for the entire organization?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely put the spark under everybody, myself and everybody at the team, and definitely knew it was the potential was there, and we've just struggled, and I've been on everybody, and Joe Custer's been on everybody to, you know what I mean, we got everything we almost need, and just got to have the right people and trying to do the right things, and we've definitely stepping in the right direction and doing that, and that's finally all the hard work's paid off, and all that complaining I've done all year to say our cars are not good, we've got to do something, it's definitely finally paying off. And like you said, it showed up at Iowa and then here at Daytona, and definitely Iowa was a sore one because I thought we were that good, and just circumstances just took us out, and today we've brought another fast Chevrolet, but here it's just a roll of the dice, and we were able just to manage and find ourselves in the right spot, and I've been in this position so many times, and to finally do it here, it's dream come true. I love Daytona, so I love racing, so I'm super pumped.
Lee
Spencer, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. What is it at 39 years old getting your first pole?
Oh, that's another one, 39, but now I'm in the 38 car. What a year, huh?
But you know, to get the first pole, then get that first win, it just seems all the time, all the effort, the hard work, it's like, it's almost like nuts that it's just finally coming to fruition.
Yeah. No, like you said, Joe Custer, my mom and dad, everybody that supports all this has just been behind me for so long, and finally to have it pay off is pretty special, and to keep them behind me and us stay behind Joe, you know what I mean, Custer is definitely been a lot of our success, and he, you know what I mean, he wanted me to come over there and try to do more, and definitely his potential, you know what I mean, potential was there, and we've just been super grateful for him. He's helped us out, and we've helped him out, and I do all I can do to help his whole organization. So it's just been a good team building over there, and he's, you know what I mean? Hell, this is good for him, too. It's as good as for me.
And Quapple, you know, 20 years your junior, he gets that first win, and then the next one comes, and he's had three consecutive top five results. I mean, do you kind of feel like there's some crazy confidence now that the monkey's off your back? We can be weekly contenders.
Yeah, no, that's like you said. I knew at Iowa, and I was excited for Darlington. Here, it's just got to be in the right spot, in the right lane. But definitely, I knew we had it, and I was pretty confident all night that we had a fast car, and even last week. So I think there's more good things to come. And even at 39, so, hey, dreams come true all the time, and this is one of mine.
We're going to go to Dalton for a follow-up.
Lining up third for that final green-white checkered, are you sitting there thinking, I mean, how excited can you let yourself get after being in that position so many times?
You know what I mean? There was no excitement until I saw the checkered flag. And we were out front. But like you said, I was just wanting to make sure that I did everything right. And there's been a few that we've just slipped through. Atlanta was one. And I wanted to make sure that I just did everything in my power to make sure we were going to be there at the end and have a contention. And like you said, the pushes from Austin Hill definitely were a big help also. So, and then I was able to get out front and maintain and manage. So, thanks to him was a big one, and I was able to block both with Fido and I, just hard work. So finally we're a winner.
And we're going to wrap with Steven.
Steven Toronto, NASCAR pole position. Ryan, I was at the entrance to Victory Lane. You ran out of fuel on the way there, and I saw Kyle was over there helping push the car in. I know your dad was probably down there as well. I think I saw him just generally around. I know you were asked about what this means for RSS Racing, but can you talk about what this means to the Siegs and your family in particular?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is what we've put our life in, and my brother, my older brother raced in NASCAR and did it for a long time, and I've done it. My younger brother's now doing it, so this has been most of our lives. Even my grandpa raced back in the day, and he's kind of the one that got us all started, and he's been coming down to this both Daytona races for 50 years, and he's brought us down. So this has been – Daytona's been a second home to us. So we've come down to Daytona to vacation every summer, even when my mom was little. So this is just a dream come true to do it with all them and have them all here. It's pretty special. And Kyle, like you said, everybody across the whole garage area was really – just finally I was able to do it, and to do it with my family team is pretty incredible, and just a relief. And like you said, I never thought it was gonna happen, and there's always been doubts, and it's like, well, how long can I keep doing this with how long we've been putting it in? And it's finally paid off with all the sponsorships, hard work, and all the dedication we've all put in, and I'm super grateful for every one of them, and finally, the relief to finally no more goose egg over there in that one column.
And you referenced your older brother. You know, you guys have been involved with NASCAR for the better part of the last two decades, and it did start with Shane. If you're comfortable talking about this, can you talk about his role and his influence on you and your career, and if you spared a thought for him? And
yeah, no, like you said, his birthday was just a few days ago, and so to do it here at this race in August, it's pretty special. And he was, like you said, a part of my, you know what I mean, growing up late model team. He was the crew chief, and definitely him and I worked hard together, and he's definitely a reason why that I'm here today is he was the part of the equation, and I wanted to do what he was doing. And my father was always, you know what I mean, I spent most of my weekends at the track with him, so to do it here at Daytona is where, I mean, this is pretty special. And then even my grandpa got us into it, my uncles, my crew chiefs for a lot of the late model days, and through all the all the rankings and all the stepstones has been family until, you know what I mean, I had to venture off and get different people, but they've been a part of every step of the way. And like you said, to do it in August at Daytona is definitely, like you said, there's more than just doing it at Daytona for and just for family and a lot of reasons. Like you said, we've been coming down here for many, many years, and to do it, for me to do it now, right now, is like you said, pretty special. There's a lot of emotions going on, and like you said, pretty special.
Way to go. Congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right, Ryan, congratulations. Hope you get to soak this one in. Enjoy that celebration.
Thank you. Yeah, no, he came by Victory Lane. No, that was a big part of my success.